More than 80 years after he was killed in combat in World War II, the remains of an Alliance native have been identified. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said Monday Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Edward Pyle was accounted for March 14th. He was a 1933 Alliance High School graduate. Pyle served in the 436th Bombardment Squadron, 7th Bombardment Group. He was a gunner on a B-24J Liberator that was shot down in December 1943 in a bombing mission in Burma. Pyle and the rest of his crew were declared missing in action. Unidentified remains of 8 people were recovered in 1947 and buried in Hawaii. They were exhumed in 2020. Pyle was identified using dental and anthropological analysis. He'll be buried in Augusta, Michigan at a later date. Off to prison for two men convicted of operating illegal gambling businesses in Plain Township. Christos Karasiridis Jr. of Jackson Township was sentenced Monday in Cleveland Federal Court to nearly 22 years. He must pay the IRS almost $5.5 million and forfeit multiple properties. Karasiridis was found guilty of tax evasion, gambling, money laundering, conspiracy, and obstruction. Ronald DiPietro of Green was sentenced Monday to more than 9 years in prison. He was ordered to pay $4.7 million. DiPietro was convicted of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, tax evasion, and preparing fake income tax returns. Charges stem from raids of three illegal gambling businesses in 2018. Canton firefighters pleaded not guilty to sex charges. 22-year-old Mason Molina of Barberton entered the plea June 4th in Summit County Court. He was indicted in April by the grand jury on two counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor and one count of illegal use of a minor or impaired person in nudity-oriented material. The alleged activity occurred March 11th. Bond was set at $5,000, a pretrial hearing scheduled for July 9th. $700 million could be allocated to projects across the state. The money from the General Assembly, part of a so-called one-time strategic community investment fund. Hall of Fame Village stands to receive $9.7 million, while $7 million would go toward the Hall of Fame Modernization Project. Senator Matt Dolan of Chagrin Falls, chair of the Ohio Senate Finance Committee, said the purpose of the one-time funds is to return taxpayers their money through community projects which enhance quality of life. The largest amount, $46 million, goes to the Hamilton County Convention Center District Development. The bill has smaller appropriations for things like pickleball courts, local fairgrounds, and small school projects. There will be hearings in the Senate Finance Committee today and Wednesday. A Latonia man was seriously hurt in a Pennsylvania crash. State police says the man was riding a motorcycle on U.S. 322 west of Linesville Saturday afternoon when he sideswiped another motorcycle as they attempted to make a left turn. His motorcycle went into the opposite lane of travel and came to rest on top of him. He was flown to St. Elizabeth Health Center with serious injuries. The other rider, also from Latonia, was taken to Meadville Medical Center with unknown injuries. Neither rider was wearing a helmet. The crash is under investigation. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force made two arrests this weekend. Saturday, 48-year-old Robert Lutman of Latonia was charged with engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. He reportedly responded to an ad offering money for sex posted for the Salem Super Cruise. He was convicted of similar charges for an arrest in East Palestine in 2022. 30-year-old Johnny Wilson of Opelousas, Louisiana, was arrested Sunday after responding to the same ad. Police found he was wanted on a warrant from Harris County, Texas. Wilson allegedly had been using his son's Social Security number, claiming his son's tax return and allegedly committing a murder. One person killed in a Youngstown incident Sunday night. The 18-year-old female victim was sitting in a vehicle parked on Glenwood Avenue near Sherwood at around 11 o'clock. WFMJ-TV reports police found more than 90 shell casings in the street, but say ShotSpotter detected 131 rounds fired. Vehicle had shattered windows and two tires had been flattened. The victim died at a hospital. Several entities have been sued by the estate of the man killed in last month's explosion at the Realty Tower in Youngstown. The suit filed on behalf of the estate of 27-year-old Chase Bank employee Akil Drake and names building owner YO Properties, Enbridge Gas Ohio, LY Property Management, and Greenheart Companies, whose crews were working in the building. According to WFMJ-TV, the suit blames workers who cut a gas line. The NTSB says it's investigating why the inactive service line was pressurized when it was cut. The suit in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court seeks unspecified damages.